Blog Talk Radio.
Black Girl Nerds podcast. I just want to say thank you to all of you listening. And for those of you that are actually listening live right now, just consider yourself a part of history, all right? You guys have something to tell your kids, your grandkids, your great-grandkids, and say, hey, I listened to the first ever Black Girl Nerds podcast. It was a monumental occasion. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. So you can go ahead and tell that to your kids and stuff, and you have to say it exactly like that. Thanks, guys, for listening in, and I just want to say, first of all, to everybody out there who has supported Black Girl Nerds website, that you guys are awesome. I really love and appreciate, and I really can't articulate it into words how much gratitude I have for all of you who have been supportive since the blog started last year. Shout out to all of the Facebook fans, to the Twitter followers who I talk to all of the time. I love you guys. And a special, special shout out to the contributors of Black Girl Nerds, who these guys really take the time and the effort and are really talented writers and content creators that add a voice to the blog that I certainly, you know, I don't think the blog would be as interesting as it is if it were not for these incredibly talented writers. So I'm very grateful to have them as a part of the blog. And we actually have three of them with us right now on the podcast this evening. So you'll get a chance to hear what they have to say about our hot topic. And we have a special guest. His name is Jason. He's going to be our Black Guy Nerd. So we're kind of going to switch it up with the topics that we talk about, but we don't want it to just be sort of this estrogen-filled podcast. We want to have a little bit of guy perspective going on in there. So Jason's going to give his two cents here and there on various topics that we'll talk about throughout the podcast, and he'll show up on recurring episodes. So definitely stay tuned for that. But without further ado, I want to go ahead and get some introductions here to the people that you're going to be listening to this evening and just sort of pass the virtual mic over. We'll start with our three contributors, which are Shanna, Grace, and LaTanya, and then Jason last. So we'll just go ahead in that order, and guys, introduce yourselves.
Hey, everybody. I'm Shanna Evans. I live in Belleville, Illinois, and I like cupcakes.
Hello, everyone. My name is Grace Gibson. I'm in the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. And I love to travel and I love to try new restaurants.
Hello, I am LaTanya. I live in Connecticut, about an hour outside of New York City. And I like glitter.
Nice.
All right, bringing up the rear, last and not least, this is Jason from Wilmington, North Carolina. Big sports fan, love The Walking Dead, can't wait till we talk about that, but
I'm
the Black Guy Nerd on here, so any of the guys listening, y'all need to help me out because I'm outnumbered.
And Jason, I'm glad you brought that up about The Walking Dead. I just got to say, like, last night I was on Twitter talking about The Walking Dead, and Twitter and me don't get along for some reason. They always send me to jail. Like, I tweet excessively. And I guess with Twitter, if you do too many tweets within a very short period of time, they suspend you from tweeting.
Are you serious?
Last night,
wow. Yeah, I did not know that.
Yeah, and it happens to me all the time. So last night I was tweeting with, like, five other followers about The Walking Dead, and they suspended my account in the midst of us talking about,
oh, no.
You know,
what?
Yeah, we were talking about our disdain for Lori and, you know, just random characters on the show that we either identify with or we just want dead. So it was crazy. Like Andrea, I don't want her alive. But anyway, we should do that. We should do just like a full, maybe even go a little longer than an hour podcast about The Walking Dead. So.
I could go on for at least 2 hours or more about The Walking
Absolutely.
Dead.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, okay, cool. So we'll then go ahead and move on to our hot topic of the evening. Want to definitely make some time for that. There's already somebody waiting on hold to talk to us. Wow.
Wow. That's so special.
Nice.
We look at that.
That's
pretty
sweet.
Amazing. Our first caller. So the hot topic of tonight is the word blurred. I first heard this word when Eric Deggans, he is like a social commentator, and I think he's a journalist for a local paper, and he appears on CNN from time to time, and he actually appeared on NPR radio talking about this word blurred. And blurred is the portmanteau term for black nerd. And there's a little bit of controversy behind it because there's some people that love the word and embrace it, myself included. And there's other people that don't like the word. They, you know, feel like it's a word that's divisive. They feel that, well, why do we have to separate ourselves from nerds by calling ourselves black nerds? So I just want to throw it out to you guys. You know, what do you think about the word? And do you like it? Do you hate it?
I like it and I hate it at the same time. If that makes any sense. I love the idea.
Hate it?
I just the word itself, blurred, it just seems very, just the word just doesn't sit right with me. I just don't like how it sounds. It just reminds me of
it sounds
like
a very cute word. I don't like the word.
It reminds me of YOLO. Like, you know, it's just like a bad kind of thing. I'm sorry, it does. And I mean, I love the idea of like black nerdiness and embracing that, but just the word itself, can we come up with something cuter or more attractive than blurred? It just sounds like a beached whale or something. I'm sorry.
No, it's funny. I like it.
I don't know. What do you guys think?
I like the word.
I don't mind the word per se, but it's just, but you know, I agree. You know, it's one of the things of, you know, why do you have to separate yourself, you know, as black people, and you go, what makes, I guess people would think, you know, what makes you so special that you got to have your own word, you know, type of thing, whereas, you know, we're all supposed to be one people, so. But, I mean, I don't mind it, but I can see where other people may not like the word. So that's my take.
Yeah. I think it's just like, you know, other words, you know, there's some words, you're going to love it or you hate it or you're in between. And, you know, I embrace it. It's who I am. And, you know, or I can just be a nerd. Either way, I mean, you know, I'll take it however it comes.
I like it. I like, me personally, I like being different and unique. And I feel like it fits my lifestyle. Like, there was never a word for me. You know what I mean? Like, I always was, like, the brown girl in the sea of, like, white girls at a private school and, you know, what have you. And I was always the one that's like, I listen to The Cure and I also read comic books, but you guys don't in middle school and stuff like that. So I never had, not that you need a word to identify with, but I never had a word to identify with. So when blurred happened, I was like, oh, that's cool. Yeah, that's what I am. So I like it. I don't know. I don't see a negative in it, is what I'm saying. Like, I understand that people don't want to be separated, but I feel like it's cool to be able to identify with it at the same time. So that's just me and my word.
I like how you put that because I agree with you on a lot of that. Like, I've never really been able to identify myself with, you know, just the word. I just use the word nerd. And,
yeah.
You know, it's kind of obvious.
But it's like
I'm unique black, so
and different. Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. I just kind of think it's obvious that, you know, I'm black, so you don't have to even, you know, I'm just a nerd.
Yeah,
but
I don't know.
I,
it's just
I agree
fun. I feel like it was invented for the fun of it and just to be, just to have a little culture of, like, not culture, but just, like, your own little identity. Like,
if I tell one of my white friends
that I'm a blurred, they think it's the coolest thing ever. You know what I mean? They're like, oh, that's cool, you know? So, I don't know. I don't see a negative in it, but I could see how people would think, oh, you know, I don't want to be this little minority group. Like, I'm just a nerd. Like, I get that, too, but in my... When I hear the word, I don't get offended. I'm not like, oh, like, you're calling me a black nerd. Oh, let me go, like, key your car. Like, I don't feel any negative behind it because it wasn't invented from negative. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it just goes back to what you said earlier. That's what we are. I mean, that's what I am. That's who I am. So, I mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take it or leave it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like it. My vote goes towards blurred everything.
Yes, I think for me, and we do have a caller that's waiting, and caller, we're going to get to you. But for me, I like the word, and this is the reason why. I think that for our community as black nerds, we've been dismissed and sort of just kind of been muted among nerds in general, which, let's be honest, when most people think of a nerd, they think of someone who's not black. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And I think that it shines a light and it puts a focus on a subculture and a community of individuals who you haven't seen represented in television and movies and, you know, in books and you know, on websites and so on and so forth. So I think the word sort of kind of just helps redirect the focus to us, and it does allow community, it does empower us. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with, you know, having that term black nerd, because really you're embracing both your blackness and your nerdiness in one.
And it's fantastic.
I think that's a beautiful thing, yeah.
It is a beautiful thing. I love it. I absolutely love it. And that's why, like, when it happened, I was like, oh, my God, yes. Like, there's a word. Wherever this came from, thank you, Jesus, because it felt perfect. You know, I'm like, okay, that describes me, and I don't feel any sort of negative anything towards it. So I'm like, okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
I think I had listened to someone else had done a podcast. I wish I remember his name. He's on Twitter. But he, on his podcast, said when he first heard the word, it was from Donald Faison on CNN.
Yeah.
That was who first sort of coined the term. And I was like, oh, okay. See, I don't watch Scrubs, so I didn't know that. But
I don't watch Scrubs either.
Mm.
I just haven't seen it on YouTube.
Yeah, we got a couple of comments on Twitter. Just want to give a shout-out. Muslov Hora said that the word blurred implements the black experience in nerdom. That's what makes us unique, distinctive, and fascinating.
Nice.
So, well, something.
I love that. That's brilliant.
I like
that,
too.
And then we had Loka P said that she said that I suppose blurred is better than bleak.
So. Black geek, right?
I would have to agree with her.
Yeah. So if you have any more questions, comments, hashtag BGN podcast.
We're very friendly, and we love talking.
And we have a caller, so they've been on hold for a minute. So I'm going to go ahead and get them in on this and see what their opinion is. Caller, you're on the air. Hello. Caller, are you there? Hello.
Did we lose him?
Uh-oh. We scared him.
I guess we scared him away.
You can do that, or they're on hold for too long. Yeah, we kept him on hold for too long. He hates us now.
Yeah, I think we gave up. Okay. Well, you guys, you are welcome to call in if you'd like to, you know, give your 2 cents and let us know your thoughts on this word. So the number to call in is 347-237-4616. And let us know what you think. Or if you're on Twitter, you can go to hashtag BGN Podcast and voice your opinions and thoughts there. So we mentioned where we kind of first heard the term. I first heard it on NPR radio. Where did you guys first hear the word blurred?
Somebody who I was talking with about comic books, because my thesis is on black female superheroes, and I've had like this fascination for comics for like the longest. And so I was like, man, you like comics? I was like, yeah, it is. Like, you're a blurred. And I was like, what's a blurred? And so they were like, you're a nerd and you're black. And I was like, okay, yeah, I mean, that kind of works. And that was probably about a good maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And so it kind of like stuck with me because I was like, I'm nerdy and I do nerd-like things and I am black. So I was like, okay, that works. And it kind of just stuck. So when I saw and heard other people using it and it becoming this like cool thing or a lot of people were embracing, I was like, oh, okay, well, I need to tell more people or, you know, say this more often. But, yeah, that was my story.
Who do you think right now are, like, the most popular blurreds, celebrity-wise?
Tisha Taylor.
Definitely, definitely, hands down, Donald Glover.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah,
for sure.
Because he's also...
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, because he caters to a lot of things, so people pay attention to him. Like, everyone pays attention to Donald Glover. So he's definitely, by far, I think, the most famous. And maybe Oprah. Does that count? Oprah's a blurred.
I'm putting that out there.
She is. I think she is.
She is so clueless to pop culture. I mean, for me, in my opinion, I think if you kind of are clueless to pop culture and you're sort of in your own little world of, you know, either you're stuck in a decade like me, I'm stuck in the 80s. I think that makes you nerdy. And the fact that Oprah Winfrey doesn't even know what Home Depot was. There was an episode of her show. She was like, I've never even heard of Home Depot. I was like, wow.
I'm pretty sure she just reads books, talks to people, and eat fruit all day. Like, I think that's what Oprah does every day of her life. Like, she does nothing else, I'm pretty sure. That's her life.
Yeah. We actually got a couple of people holding, too. Oh, say that again.
Oh, also, I would even say Melissa Harris Perry would definitely be a blur too. She's probably
another
well known.
Yeah, I agree with that.
She loves the blog. Just throwing a shout
out
there.
Oh, that's awesome!
She loves the blog.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And she follows the blog on Twitter. So, yay, Melissa Harris Perry!
Oh, wow, cool.
Awesomeness. Yeah. So we do have a couple of people on hold now. Hopefully we can get somebody on. So let's, Akua Harris.
Akua.
Akua.
Okay.
Yes. Hi. Hi, Akua. You're on the air.
Hey. How is everyone?
Great.
Good.
How are you? You're our first official, like, caller that we spoke with, and we're very excited.
Excited.
So what are your thoughts about the blurred word, Akua?
I like it. The first time that I saw it was actually on Twitter. And I was like, what is a blur? And then I clicked on your hashtag, and I was like, oh, okay, I like that. I like the word. I think it's just another way that you can – way that you can identify yourself, not to just exclude yourself from anything else, but
yeah.
I like it.
What's the blurtiest thing about you?
Well, I have a growing collection of Star Wars and Marvel bobbleheads, which is taking
room
a bit.
I'm a little bit jealous of that, I'm not gonna lie.
You have to post a pic on Twitter.
I'll take a picture of them. I have some at work, I have some at home. They're just taking over all of my bookshelves, my TV things. Like, they're everywhere.
Nice. That's impressive.
That's certifiable blurred, yes.
That's great. Blurred.
You have been blurted like a knight with a sword. You have officially been blurted. Nice.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Akua. Thank you for calling in.
This is cool. This is my first time listening, so I was like, I want to call in and say hi to everyone.
Yay. So excited.
Yay.
Yay.
Oh. There's a lot of firsts going on tonight. I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Of course.
Take care, Clea.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Is there someone else waiting?
Yeah, so we've got a couple of people waiting. So, I know, right? Okay. Caller, you're on the air. Hello?
No call. Denied. Denied on the call.
Be mad.
To the Ornan voice.
All right. Let's go to our other caller here. 202 area code, DC caller. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, y'all. How are you doing?
Good.
How are you? What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Maisha. I'm from D.C.
All right.
And I'm really glad to be talking with you ladies tonight. I first heard about Blurreds through Twitter, like a lot of us who have been calling in and talking about it and tweeting. And I think I was watching Scandal, and I came, and then I was looking under the Scandal feed, and then I saw Black Girl Nerds, and I clicked on that, and I said, oh, my goodness, there's a whole Twitter page devoted to people like me. I can't believe this.
Wow.
So great. I was thrilled. So then I came. I was working on something for school just now, and I had just finished, and I went to check out BGN, and I saw that there was a podcast, so I was extremely excited. So I just, you know, wanted to tune in and just give my support. I think this is a great effort. There's so many Blurreds out there. It's just that, unfortunately, because of cultural issues, a lot of us don't get a lot of, you know, recognition. And I just wanted to say that this is a wonderful affirmation. It's just great to hear different Blurred voices.
Aww. I think it was meant for you to find us.
Yeah, it was really cool. Absolutely. I think the blurriest thing that I do would definitely be, oh, goodness, what do I do? Okay. I definitely look up the etymology of words in the dictionary. That's a very big thing with me.
That so is always, absolutely something I should be doing because
I love you.
And I say things, I say words, and I don't know what they mean. I'm like, I'm just going to say this because I feel like it's something that should be said. It's mm-hmm. almost like when you play words with friends and you know it's a word, but you have no idea what it is. And you're like, yeah, I'll just put this down. So I know it was an SAT word at some point, so I don't know what that means. So I need to do that more often.
That's my blurriest thing. I do that for fun sometimes, and I don't think I can't think of anything blurrier than that. So
I think you just gave me a goal. Can I still make this? Can I still have a New Year's resolution? Is it still early?
Yeah,
in the
you're
year?
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You're okay.
Yeah.
It's only March, so
that.
You should be okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well,
I'm definitely gonna do it.
But I definitely want to tell you, ladies, thank you so much. I really appreciate it, and good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Cool, Danny. So right now we don't have any more callers, but I wanted to ask this final question before we move on to our next segment. This was kind of controversial when the term blurred was thrown out in social media, and a lot of people kind of associate Kanye West as a black nerd. So do you think Kanye West is a nerd, first of all?
Wow.
That's a trick question.
He wears those funny glasses like a nerd.
Someone else should start with their answer first, because I have to think about this for a minute.
And
I'm a going at lamb.
I'm going at lamb. Well, to answer the question, yes and no, I feel like Kanye West is not a blurred, but he's a hipster. There's a difference.
Yeah, that's it.
You know what I mean? Like, he makes references to things that can be considered quote-unquote nerdy, but not really. I think he's more of a hipster than a blurred, personally.
Yeah, I think that, too. I don't know why... There's a lot of articles, because sometimes if you just type in black nerd in Google, there's tons of images of him that come up. And
wow.
I think that the reason why the media tries to you know, pin him as a nerd is because he doesn't follow the same ideals as, you know, most artists in hip-hop. You know, he dresses with Argyle sweaters, he wears ties, mm-hmm. you know, he's very clean cut. So because he doesn't have gold teeth in his mouth and chains hanging down his neck and baggy pants, you know, that makes him a nerd. And I don't think that that's the right direction
to
sort of look at him
at. And if mm-hmm. you listen to his lyrics, it's the same as any other rapper. Like, he's rapping about the same things that anyone would. But, I mean, like, if you watch one of his interviews, like I said, he'll throw in, like, some references that's like, okay, that could go either way. It could be nerdy, it could be, you know, whatever. But for the most part, Kanye West is a hipster. Like, that's a totally different thing to me, in my opinion.
Yeah. Cool.
That's where we got Twitter blowing up over here. That's
nice.
Right. Got a couple of things here. Geek Soul Brother.
Geek Soul Brother.
Said the first time he remembers hearing the word was from Twitter. And he also said that Phil Morse is a super blurred. And let's see here. We have G Greasy 20.
That's me. That's Grace. That's me.
When did you first become acquainted with the word, with the term blurred? And we have Loda P. She, well, another one for the panel. She wanted to know, while you're proud to be a nerd, do you have a memory about the name being painful or hurtful?
Yeah, as a younger child, it was hurtful.
Yeah.
I think I am a very odd person. because there's things that have been said towards me negatively, but I kind of liked it, if that makes any sense. Like,
I get you.
Like, when I was called a nerd as a child, I was okay with it because I knew everything I loved was awesome. I'm like, it doesn't matter. If you're going to call me this because I like this, I don't care because I still like it. It's not making me not like it, you calling me this. I'm not going to mm-hmm. hide it, you know. So, I don't know. My earliest experiences being called a nerd, I loved it because I'm like, well, fine. You like stupid stuff and I like awesome stuff. And that's what it is. So I'm weird that way, but I'm still like that. Like, if someone's like, oh, I don't like that, I'm like, okay, that's fine. More for me. More of this for me. So
more awesome for me.
Yeah, go away. Go somewhere else, and I'll be awesome over here.
Yeah, for me, my brother used to call me a nerd a lot. He still does to this day, but
my brother's
a
bigger nerd than me.
I rejected the term when I was younger, so it was a hurtful term, and I didn't like it, but I just love the fact that, and I think this is just something that happens to everybody as they get older, you know, and they come to terms with, you know, their identity and they grow confident in who they are, that now I look at it as, you know, a term of endearment. I look at it as something that's very valuable to me and my personality and can be an asset because, you know, nerds are intelligent and they're
so that's because they're fantastic.
So
embrace your fantasticness.
exactly.
Yeah, with me, I was okay with it. You know, I look at the Steve Urkels and Dwayne Waynes of the world, you know, and I'm all cool with it. Just like, hey, you know, they're smart, you know, they're strong people.
And you know what? They always get the girl in the end, always.
See,
they do.
That was all about it. I was okay with it.
Nice.
Yeah, me too.
We actually got another caller here.
We're
so
popular.
We are popular. Caller, you're on the air. Caller, you there?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, I thought I was just listening. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Oh, is this Jamie? That, I'm sorry. I was listening on my computer. I wasn't trying to talk to you guys. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. All right.
You guys are doing a good job.
Thank you.
Jamie, I love your blog. You're great.
Thanks. Who am I speaking with?
This is Kenya.
Hi, Kenya.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Aw. Do you want to add anything to our conversation?
No, not right now. I feel so awkward. Oh, my goodness.
No, don't feel awkward.
I guess I get what you're getting about Kanye West being, like, I kind of always thought of Kanye West as a blurred in a way, but I don't know. After hearing what you guys are saying, I guess I understand.
Well, why did you consider him a blurred, though? Like, what makes him a blurred to you?
To me, he's really smart and intelligent, and then, you know, he's different like any other blurred would be, and he sets himself apart in ways, but then again, he is pretty arrogant. In a way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can be an arrogant blurred. Anyone can be arrogant, you know?
That's true.
So,
yeah.
I guess I always considered him a blurred, and I also consider Whoopi Goldberg a blurred.
Yeah,
too.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
She definitely is one. I agree with you.
Yeah, that's it.
All right,
you're
Kenya.
Awesome.
See you on Twitter.
All right, bye.
Bye. Awesome. Oh, I love Twitter. I feel like I have more friends on Twitter than I do in real life.
Yes.
I need to
use Twitter more. I keep forgetting I have a Twitter account, and then I'm like, oh, yeah, this happens. I need to use it more. I'm bad at it.
Cool. All right. Well, then let's go ahead and move on to our next segment, where it's sort of our bookshelf. Well, first of all, before we do that, Jason, do we have any more questions from Twitter users?
Let's see. First of all, I wanted to get it right. There's Lakia P. She really got on me on Twitter about that, so I had to go and get that. I hope I said it right this time for you.
Did she yell at you properly?
Yeah, I jacked her name up, apparently, so I had to get it right. So we got A Stylish Jedi. That he definitely wouldn't consider Kanye a blurred at all. He said, you said it right, he's a hipster, not a blurred.
Yeah.
And then we have Kitty Cat Kiki wanted to know about addressing the whole fake nerd issue.
Oh,
okay,
we're going to have that on another show, I'm assuming. So,
yeah.
You know, keep listening on that one. We'll get you covered on that one at another time. That's about it. You know, we got a lot of Twitter going on here, so it's pretty good. Got any more questions, comments? Send them in. And then,
yeah, keep talking to us.
Yeah, to keep them coming. I get a moment, I'll shout you out.
Cool. Looks like we got another caller. Geek Soul Brothers on the line.
Oh, Ed boy. That sounds awesome.
Geek Soul Brother, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies and sir.
Hi.
Hi.
How y'all doing? Ladies
great.
And
yeah,
gents.
Great.
How's everybody? First of all, I just want to congratulate you guys for starting your podcast. That's awesome.
Thank you.
That's really awesome. Jamie, I'm taking a tiny, tiny bit credit because I told you you'd sound great on the podcast when you were on my show.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
So
yes,
hopefully I was a little instrumental in helping you guys get. But I'm really proud of you guys. You guys sound great. You're really handling the questions and you're really handling the subject matter. So you guys are doing your thing. And
thank
as far as blurred, it's an important term because I said on you guys' Facebook, we're so far and few between. And so many times I've been hearing women, ladies talk about finding black girl nerds and not even realizing that there was a site out there just for them.
Yeah.
So it's like a call. It's like a not a battle cry, but it's like a term that we could rally around and kind of find each other and gel together. And let's face it, black nerds have cultural connection that, you know, we don't always have with other nerds, you know? Like one of you guys said, thank you, Jesus, for the term black nerd. I've never heard a white person say thank you, Jesus, for anything.
Thank the Lord.
Right. You know,
thank you for quoting me on that.
Well, there you go. There's one example of cultural ties that kind of bind us together, even in our nerddom. They bind us together, and we just feel comfortable. Not that we don't feel comfortable around other nerds or anything like that, but it's nice to gel and kind of have that connectedness that we have and stuff like that. As far as Kanye West, no. Kanye West is not a nerd. I don't listen to that much of his music, but I've never heard him. I never heard him do any references to, like, that many comics and stuff like that, you know?
Okay,
I mean, maybe
he
has, but, you know.
I have a question for you, because I'm actually on Twitter, too, right now. And you said that he may be a geek. What do you think makes him possibly a geek?
Well, I can see Kanye being a geek in that, under the definition of a geek, you really know something well. You're kind of obsessed with it. You kind of get into all the different facets of it. So in that respect, I think he's a geek. I think he's down with technology. I think he understands technology to a geek, you know, to a level of a geek. But nerd? Maybe he collected comics when he was young. I can't see him going to a comic store now. I don't see him having action figures on his shelf. I don't see him, you know, maybe running to the Avengers and watching it, you know, in IMAX and stuff like that. But I just don't see him doing that. I just see him as a hardworking brother that you know, that has a command, has a big ego that's helped him in the music industry, but I don't see him as a nerd. I don't see him as a nerd that's black. I just don't see
I agree with you.
You know, but that's my opinion. That's, I don't know.
The media should really stop. If anybody in the media is listening, stop labeling him as a nerd, please. I beg of you. Stop that.
And to the last caller and all the callers out there, Block Talk Radio kind of doesn't tell the truth. When you call through Skype, you do end up being on the call when you're unmuted. You think you're just listening, but you're actually on the call. So to everybody out there that's listening, if you call through Skype, you might be surprised. You might be a guest on Black Girl Nerds.
Thank you. Hey. That's something that we learned, too.
Yeah, seriously, because I'm new to the whole Blog Talk Radio thing. So
learning all kinds
that.
Of things today.
Yeah. So I'm going to let you guys go. I don't know. Maybe I'll call back. I'm going to just sit there and listen. I'm really enjoying your show. You guys keep it going. I'll definitely promote it on Geek Soul Brother. And, you know, just keep things moving. You guys are doing great.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Take care. Cool. All righty. So we're about 10 minutes in almost to the end of the show. So why don't we go ahead and move on to our next segment where we're talking about our bookshelf or our music stash, books that we're currently reading, movies that we're currently watching maybe, or TV shows that we're interested in, or certain music that you're listening to. So why don't we just start, we'll start with LaTanya, Shanna, Grace, and then Jason.
Okay. Well, the music I'm currently listening to is the new David Bowie, The Next Day.
I love him.
Cannot stop listening to it. I'm not going to lie. I think that I listened to it like 6 times today. And also the latest Coheed and Cambria album is very good. It's called Afterman. It's actually a 2-part album. The first part came out in November, I think, of last year. And the second part came out not that long ago. I can't remember the name of the actual second part of it, which is awful, but I listen to it all the time. I listen to it, like, religiously. If you don't listen to Coheed and Cambria, you really should, because they're amazing. And they have comic books that back the music, the whole, all their music follows a storyline. So they have graphic novels to back the storyline. Yeah, they're amazing. I've been following them for 10 years. I've seen them over 300 times, literally. I'm obsessed. It's bad. So that's currently my music. What am I reading? I like a lot of self-help books because that's just sort of my thing right now. And I've been reading on again, off again, this book by Gabrielle Bernstein called May Cause Miracles. I actually met her in January of this year, and I got her book, and she signed it and whatever. It's really awesome. It's just like a 40-day guide to small shifts in your life to make it amazing. And I keep reading, starting it over because you're supposed to, like, actually follow it. And I keep forgetting about it. I'm like, oh, yeah, because what I usually do with books is I'll read, like, 7 books at a time and have them, like, all over my house with bookmarks in them. And, you know, I'll pick them up, like, occasionally. Like, I'll be like, oh, I'm on my sofa, I'll read this book. Or, oh, I'm in my bed, this book is here, I'll read this. And I do that a lot. But right now I'm trying to, like, one of my goals for the year was to read 1 book at a time, because it takes me forever to get through a book because I do that. Shows I'm watching right now is Girls and The Walking Dead. I'm in Portland currently, and my friend doesn't have cable, so I have to watch everything online. And when I'm not online, we're always out doing something, so I toned it down a little bit to only 2 shows. So it has to be The Walking Dead and Girls. That's it. Like, I'm like, I have to watch these 2 shows every single week. So, yeah, those are my shows.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well,
Hold on.
I am. What? Well, I am reading Game of Thrones. I love the show
nice.
So far. I haven't started watching.
Oh, yes.
I can't watch the show yet. I won't let myself watch it until I finish the first book. So I'm almost done. But I can't watch the show yet. I want to. It's very tempting, but I love that book. I'm also reading the Steve Jobs biography, which is very interesting.
I read that. It's good.
I'm learning all kinds of stuff that, you know, the media never really tells you, really, about, like, how he, like, when he was younger, he went on trips to India, and he lived in a commune and all this crazy stuff, and he was basically a hippie, which is pretty cool. I'm listening to The Silent Comedy, which they did the song for the History Channel for the Bible series. That's the song that's on there. It's pretty good. Also Imagine Dragons, Radioactive is a song I can't stop listening to. Seether and their CD, Holding On the Streams That Are Left to Fray. It's a long title, but it's an awesome album. And I'm also reading a comic from George Morrow, which I'm supposed to review. So, George, if you're listening, I'm still reading on it. I'm still reading, but school's kicking my butt right now. So I will get the review out as soon as possible. So, yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Yay.
Nice.
Yes. Much like you, I'm wrapping up this thesis, hoping to graduate in May, all willing. But I have had a chance to read a couple of things. Book-wise, I'm reading Sister Soldier's new book, Deeper Love Inside, basically the continuation from Coldest Winter Ever. For TV, we got The Walking Dead, Scandal, Chopped, and I'm catching up on Game of Thrones. So when season 3 comes out, I will be all caught up. So catching that on HBO Go. Let's see, comic books. I am into The Ultimate Spider-Man. I've been checking that one out. And let's see, as far as music, nothing really like new per se, but there's this mixtape that Chrisette Michelle has that I've been kind of peeping out called Love That Brother. So that's kind of been on my playlist. And then kind of academic-wise, this book called Writing Beyond Race by Bell Hooks. So that's what's going on with me.
Am I the only person not watching Scandal? I feel like it. When you tweet, I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't watch Scandal.
Okay.
There's a lot of people that don't watch it.
No, I don't.
I just feel left out.
No, don't feel left out because I don't watch it either. So we're together.
Okay, because I don't watch TV shows when they're really popular. I have to wait like 5 years. Like I just started watching Lost.
Me too. I'm the same way. Oh my goodness,
yeah.
It's so cute. Yeah, I get like people will tell me to watch things, and I'm like, I can't. Like the only thing I have to watch right now is The Walking Dead. Like that's it. Like I'm like, no, I need to know what's happening. Like I need to see it. So everything else, I'm like, oh, I'll get to it. Like, I don't watch Game of Thrones, and people think I'm crazy.
Yeah.
They're like, why don't you watch it? I'm like, I don't know. I just don't right now.
I
but I probably will years from now.
Yeah. Like, I can't watch stuff that's really popular right now. Like, I'm just...
Me too.
I just finished watching Battlestar Galactica, and that's been out for, like, 10 years.
I was going to say,
so,
it's been, like, 15 years since that happened, so I guess
yeah,
you're...
Yeah, I'm behind.
You're never behind. As long as you're never behind.
As long as there's Netflix.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Netflix is your savior.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jason.
Yeah. Well, all right. For me, currently, what I'm listening to. Let's see. I got Michael Jackson playing in the car. So.
Oh my God.
That's
amazing.
I've got, like, his greatest hits. And
nice. I got that album.
That's mainly what I've been listening to lately. Let's see. As far as on TV, like, just going through my DVR, I've got Supernatural. I love Supernatural. Walking Dead, Law and Order, UK, which I think is pretty interesting that you're seeing. You see Law and Order in America, but then to watch it in the UK, it's the same, but it's different. So I found that
better
pretty
action.
Good. It's just a lot of, I saw the Patriot with Mel Gibson. Saw that last night. That's one of my favorite movies. It's all about the Revolutionary War and all that. So that's, it's not accurate, but it's pretty good. That's about it, really, that's what's going on right now. I finally caught up on The Walking Dead, finally. That's basically about it. I'm reading the autobiography of Malcolm X. I never got to finish reading that book, so I've got that I'm reading. I'm about halfway done. So,
how do you feel about it?
For me, loving the movie by Spike Lee and then actually reading the book and seeing all the discrepancies in it, you know, it kind of takes away from the book, you know, the movie, just with, like, little things like Baines isn't a real person, isn't active, you know, different people, and the whole thing with when he had the money. When he was with the gangster, and the guy actually wanted to get the money, whereas when it's portrayed in the book, like the guy was like going to kill him over it. You know, it's just small little things that are different about it. But you know, I actually wanted to read get the whole story behind it. That's what got me curious about it. But that's mainly all I've been doing right now. Lakia says that I'm her soulmate because I like Supernatural. Lakia, we ain't on point on that. That's one of the shows I saw it once and got hooked on it. So, but I mean, like, wow, we got a lot of Twitter going on right now. But see, you got, you know, just a couple of quick ones here. Geek Soul Brother, Battlestar Galactica.
Yes.
Nice.
Let's see. We got Must Love Horrors, watching Lost Girls, Scandal, Law and Order SVU, Face Off.
Face Off's good.
So we got a lot going on here on Twitter. And Must Love Horror, wanted to know what's up with being a black person in Portland. That's a question.
I think that's directed toward me, I think, because I just put up Blacklandia. I'm actually in Portland currently. I've been here for 3 weeks. I'm going to be here for another week in 2 days or so. Before I got here, everybody, even my friends that I'm staying with, they're all white. The people I'm staying with, they're white. And even before I got here, they're like, oh, we're going to be so cool because you're going to be, like, exotic. And everyone's going to be like, oh, who's this really attractive, like, black girl? Like, where'd she come from? And plus, I like nerdy things. I went to 2 conventions here, comic book conventions. I went to the Portland one and the Seattle one yesterday, or over the weekend. I was in Seattle for the Comic-Con there. And they're like, oh, you're going to be so exotic and amazing and, you know, whatever. So I was kind of afraid, honestly, to be honest, because I've never been in a situation. I come from basically New York City, so I've never been in a situation where there was, like, an abundance of white people, you know, and being the only black person, because I just never had that happen outside of, like, a concert or, you know, a comic book store or something, you know. Like, if it's a whole city, that's totally different. But since I've been here, I can honestly say I see black people all the time. Like, I think they're just, yes, there are more white people here, but I think it's just more on the side of there's not that many. You know, like, I see black people probably daily, but it's not like being in New York City or where I'm from. You know, like, it's not the same. So I get why people notice that there's a lack of black people, but at the same time, it's not scary. So people should definitely come here. Black people should come here because it's an awesome city. I love it. But that's funny that she asked that. I was terrified. I really was. I was like, oh, my God, is there going to be a burning cross? My friend won. Like, how is this going to work? Like, I don't know what's going to happen. Because they were making it seem like that. They were like, oh, my God, you're black and you're coming to Portland. Even my mom was like that. She's like, there are no black people in Portland. Why are you going there? And I was like, oh, God. I was like, am I going to get lynched? Like, what's going on? But apparently it's fine. Like, it's totally cool here, and I love it. It's been a really great experience.
Nice. Well, to go back to the things that we're reading and what we're listening to and shows that we're watching, for me, right now, what I'm currently reading is this great book, which I've actually been on my shelf now for a couple of months. I'm really bad at getting through books in a short period of time, but it's a book by Lana Dawes called What Are You Doing Here? A Black Woman's Life and Liberation in Heavy Metal Music. And it's a really great book. Excellent read. If any of you guys want to get that book, it's on Amazon. I definitely recommend that you check it out. I'm actually going to be writing on it
to me.
Yeah, it's great, and I'll be writing a review very soon about the book, but basically it's just sort of it's a semi-autobiographical account of her experiences. She's a music critic based out of Canada, and, you know, she loves heavy metal music. This is, you know, her genre of music that she embraces and loves, and she just talks about the struggle of being a black woman in this industry and having to deal with not only racism but sexism. You know, the heavy metal industry is predominantly male for the most part and white. So she just talks about struggling with loving this kind of music, and this is very much of a passion of hers, but also dealing with the, you know, conflict of people judging her, as well as, you know, people in her own community, other black people that, you know, think that she's somehow separating herself from her blackness by embracing this genre of music. So it's a very good read, and you know, there's a lot of political elements involved in it. And she also interviews a number of heavy metal artists as well as other heavy metal enthusiasts in the book. So definitely check it out.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And as far as what I'm watching, you guys know from Twitter. Y'all know what I watch.
Yeah.
I live tweet every show. Tonight is Monday night, so of course, my girls on Twitter, y'all know I'm going to be watching Deception.
I'll be with you on that one.
Yeah, I'll be watching Deception tonight. Scandal, of course. Hello, that's my show. Walking Dead, all about that. And of course,
at the end of this month, March 31st, Game of Thrones. I can't wait. I can't wait. And, yeah, I've been wanting to read those books for so long. My best friend, she's also a fellow Blurred, she read the books, and she's the one that actually introduced me to Game of Thrones. And she told me, Jamie, like, when you get to those books, it's a tough read. Like, it's very detailed.
It is.
It's very involved. Yeah. And she's like, you got to sit down and really focus and concentrate. So I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to wait until I have some time, you know, because I'm in the midst of moving right now, but I'm going to wait until I have some time to where I can just really concentrate and focus on the book and get to reading on those. And as far as music goes, I don't listen to anything current. I'm just really off when it comes to pop music. So my iPod consists of Michael Bolton ballads and Broadway shows.
I like.
I mean, that's amazing.
That's
we were just
what
talking
I
about Michael
to.
Bolton today. We were literally, me and my friend were literally just talking about Michael Bolton today. I'm like, I love Michael Bolton. And then she's like, are you like a 50-year-old woman? I'm like, no, Michael Bolton is just shit. Like, I love him. So, and she's just like, how old? I'm like, I think his voice is phenomenal. I don't know what the problem is here.
That's funny. That's hilarious.
I love him. And I see on Twitter, Chilltown TV is talking about they really like Kendrick Lamar and DJ Woody. I just want to say, I did not know who Kendrick Lamar was until he performed on SNL like a few weeks back. I didn't know who he was. And I was just like,
wow.
I know, exactly. I was like, Twitter, don't be mad at me, but who is Kendrick Lamar?
Twitter will teach you. Anything you need to know, you will learn from Twitter, I'm pretty sure, at this point.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes,
I just
absolutely.
That's how clueless I am. So I wanted to bring that up because that's how, you know, off I am when it comes to pop music. I didn't even know who he was. But now I do. Now I do. And, you know, I like his music.
Yeah, I was at the gym last night, and I was listening to Kendrick Lamar's Swimming Pools. Like, that was the most hyped song, and it just got me going. Like, I was tired. I went and started listening to that totally. I like that.
Does he have a song called Poetic Justice?
Yeah, that's the new song that's out on the radio now.
Mm-hmm. That's the one I heard that I really liked. That's nice.
Yes, I get to see him. He's coming to Atlanta April 6th, and so I get a chance to see him live.
Nice.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, we are.
I have to admit, I just
googled him. Oh, say that again.
I had to admit, like I do not. I just googled him. I have no idea who he is.
Hey, yay! I'm not the only Black person that didn't know who he was.
Okay. No, you're not. I'm pretty off for that kind of thing too. So.
Okay. All right. Good.
Sorry,
thank you.
Put that in there.
So we're about 3 minutes into the end of the show. I just want to go ahead and give you guys the opportunity to do some shout-outs to your respective blogs and social networking sites and just let everybody out there who's listening be able to find you in other areas where you're creating really great content outside of the Black Girl Nerds blog. So why don't we just go around and do some shout-outs.
Starting
with LaTanya and Shannon. Great.
Well, my personal blog is sprinklesandbooze.com. It is a lifestyle blog, and it's very fun. We talk about a lot of crazy stuff. I'm kind of crazy, if you guys can tell already. I also write, aside from Black Girl Nerds, I also write for Afropunk. So you just go to afropunk.com.
Oh, cool.
I write about fashion for them. It's a very, very fun experience thus far. Everyone's really nice and awesome. And that's it.
Cool. Let's see. Well, you can catch me on Twitter, GBreezy20. I also have a film blog, Black Savant Cinema, that you can catch me on. I do nice little critiques, catch you up on what's the latest movies, what's coming out on the DVD shelf, all of that good stuff. And you can also catch me on Project Black, spelled B-L-A-Q, and I do kind of like entertainment stuff there as well. So catch me there.
You guys are busy. I'm on, I feel like a loser. No, I'm on Twitter at Shanna Nattigans, and I'm also, my personal blog is shannawithstanza.wordpress.com. And my blog is just about, I'm graduating in May, so it's kind of like a college postgraduate trying to figure out what the heck I'm going to do with my life and trying to keep home at home forever. So, yeah, it's all about kind of self-discovery and identity and trying to get a job and all the grown-up stuff. So
being grown-up is fun.
At.
Keep liking cupcakes. What?
Okay, I can do that. I'm good at that.
Being grown up's not fun.
I know.
No, it's not. Jason?
Yeah, one thing with me, I'm only on Twitter right now. I'm at Immortal, the letter N, and Enforcer. I'm working on a blog right now. Jamie's going to help me out with that. We'll get that going. But right now, I'm just on Twitter right now. So you want to look me up, hit me up on Twitter. I'm on there a lot, so I'm ready whenever y'all are. And get brief. We got Twitter everywhere. So I just want to give a quick shout out. I am Kenya OE. She's been coming in RTRDH. I'm going to check out your thoughts there. You had thoughts on Blurred and the Harlem Renaissance, going to do that. Chill Down TV. So, and we had Earth, Wind, and Fire just came on. Eating some popcorn, drinking some tea, and listening to us. You know, where's mine at, you know? You know, brother wants some popcorn too, you know.
Right, right. We need to have a tea party just for you.
Oh, we should.
And cupcakes.
Yeah, tea party, cupcakes.
Tea and cupcakes, yeah.
Ridiculous giant-sized hats. It'll be fantastic.
Fancy lady hats.
Cool beanies. Well, this was great, guys. I enjoyed this. This is an awesome podcast.
Me too. I don't
Me
want
too.
To stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to definitely do it again next week, Monday night, 8 p.m. If you guys did not get a chance to catch it live, I will archive this show and put it up on the blog site, so definitely check it out
cool.
when you have some time. And next week will be a really great week for you to tune in. I hope you can make it. We're going to be talking about the fake nerd culture that's emerged recently. Huge controversy on all of social media. Tara, who actually did that write-up, which got, you know, a lot of feedback from Twitter as well as Facebook, she's going to be on the show next week to talk about it. So definitely tune in. And thank you guys for listening. Really appreciate it. Stay
thank
nerdy.
You.
Be blessed.
Thanks,
thank
everyone.
You. Great. See you guys. Take care. Bye-bye.